poured in after you get it there.
Well, what do you fry your eggs in?
Well, they have a frying pan or skillet. Take these, you don't go by them cafes because you know they cook different from us.
Well, what is it but made of?
Well, some of them are made out of heavy tin or aluminum and cast iron. Like out here in the ruins, what we was trained up with, the skillets made out of cast iron. And
used to call one with grill. Legs?
Yes, we had them with legs, and they'd carry a top on it. Where you put the bread in there, and then put fob on that lid and sit it on there. Yeah, I got the old skillets down to my house now, like that.
Well, what about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
Well, you call it, the people generally call them a wash pot. You could hang it up or set it on a brick.
Had little legs on it?
Yeah, it had little short legs on them. I got one of them pots down there now. And you could also, when you kill a hog, you have heavy cooking of grease. You cook your fat in that pot, maybe 5 or 6 gallons of lard. Well, the people used to call them wash pots because they hold 4 or 5 gallons of water and even more.
Does it have any other name for them?
Those pots?
Yeah.
Well, no, I call them wash pots. Uh-huh. It might have been some other name, but the people used to call them wash pots, the old people.
Uh-huh.
Now, all that.
What would you call a container that you plant some sort of flower in?
Oh, they call
in
them. Call them flower pots, and I couldn't just tell all them kind of what they got. They got them things made now. But anyway, you call them flower pots.
What about the kind you would put, maybe you would cut roses in and put it in, set it inside the house?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
I just don't know the name of them. All I know flower pot. I don't know all these new names.
I'm not talking about the kind you plant.
I know what you're talking about. I see them set out flowers.
Talking about the kind you would just cut a flower and set it in.
In the water there.
Yes. Don't catch the owl for that.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't be setting it out. You used to call them Avias.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the name of them now, but they call it Avias. You used to call it.
What would you call it?
What, the Avias?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they would used to call them Avias. You used to have them sitting up on the mantle and whatnot. And then you get out in the yard and make your bouquet, you see. But, you put water in and they set these out and call it a bouquet, but they call it a container Avias.
Now, what would you call your different utensils you eat with? Talking about what you place beside your plates.
Well, you
get
your bowl, you got a knife and a fork, and probably have a spoon. To eat, sir, feed your mouth.
Now, if the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. So I must
wash the dishes up.
Okay. Now, after she washes the dishes, then she would do what?
She washes them, she dry them.
But before she dry them, in the soapy water, then she does.
She rinse them. She wash them in the soapy water, then she rinse them, and then dry them.
Now,
then she place them on the table for you to eat out of them.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use in washing the dishes?
Well, the people call it a dish cloth or a dish rag. The old people used to call them dish rag, but call them a dish cloth.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call a cloth or rag you use in drying your dishes?
Well, call that dish cloth, I guess, the same thing. Mm-hmm. See, the ring it dry, and then it dry the dish with it. You got one there probably generally used to wash that dish, and then another one, a little whiter. See, you generally wash them things and bleach them up. And the darker one you wash with, and the whiter one you dry with, something like that.
Now, what do you call the small square or terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
We call them wash towels, bath towels, or something like that.
That's what you use after you take a bath? Dry yourself off?
Oh, bath towels.
Now, what do you turn on at the water pipe or at the kitchen sink? Do you turn on your...